Hello. The Platinum Collection is the title of the biggest retrospective to date by the photographer Robert Vanno, who's best known for his male nudes. Vanno is a Hungarian Slovak who started out as a stylist on fashion shoots when he moved to New York in the late 1960s, before eventually becoming a much respected photographer himself. At the new exhibition at the Manes Gallery in Prague, Robert Vanno, a longtime resident of the city, told me how he gradually found his own style.
I always took pictures for myself, but I never thought or had imagined that I could make a living with, because I come from a very poor family, rather social worker people. Dad was an electrician and mom was a housewife, so I never had the kind of upbringing that somebody would help me out to see things. It was rather the people who I worked for, and at the time were all this crazy lady, Diana Vreeland, who was the editor at the time at Bazaar, and she made us see things in a different way. So I started to do pictures that way, until a photographer told me that my pictures have no spirit. And I didn't know about spirit. I just thought that if it's my picture, it's my spirit. But they said it's called because it's a copy of the things I have seen from the other people. I said, you should do something that's your story inside. And I didn't know what's my story. They told me, you like boys, why don't you take pictures of boys? I never thought of taking pictures of men because there was no market for it. And that was like taking picture of zebras, or there was no magazine or in the 60s where to do it, so I didn't want it to go back washing dishes, so I did girls. So I told him that I won't be able to make a living, there is no magazines for men. And he said, listen, when I started to take pictures of girls, that time they were drawing in the magazines before there was. So by the time you learn, there'll be a magazines. And I just took this advice, and somehow it worked out that after 20 years, there came GQ and all that. Before, I was always saying, oh, that's this crazy guy who takes pictures of naked asses. But when the men magazine started, I was the one who they thought of it. They didn't thought of the guy who did Sri Lanka or tomatoes. They said, well, he do men, we give him. And I think that helped me.
I've heard that you were the first photographer to exhibit photographs of naked men in Czechoslovakia after the fall of communism. Did you meet any resistance or opposition in the early 90s? I mean, a couple of the pictures here are quite explicit.
I don't know why. Maybe the Czech people are not so revolutionary in living here for a long time. First, I thought that they were open-minded. I don't know if it has something to do with open-minded. It's rather not caring. In Prague, nobody really bothers you, so there were no any kind of resistance to the pictures. But I think the people of... I think that they feel, until it's not my naked son on Vano's pictures, then it's okay. It's like,
I believe this is your biggest retrospective to date, and the photographs span 4 decades of your career. How hard was it selecting the pictures that are on show here?
I selected 5 pictures of each themes that I take pictures of, fashion, nudes, men and women, and still life. So that's how I selected them. There was a portrait that I liked. The next thing was I have to find a full-length body next to it, and then maybe it's too many boys, I put a face of a girl. Kind of like Bruce Weber, that makes 100 boys, then you have to do 3 dogs. Just so it looks something.
How has your style changed over the last 4 decades of work?
I think when I look at my pictures, it didn't really much change, because I still... I wish I would have this feeling to hang a camera on my neck and walk out on the street and do it, but I'm brainwashed from the fashion, so I think that when I go out, there is nothing beautiful And if it would be, I would probably have to paint the house or ruin the house or something to adjust it to my thing. So everything looks the same. I think there is though maybe when you some things has changed more with the body, that the pictures of naked men I have 40 years ago, they were all hairy, and now they all shaved and look like the children after Chernobyl. So that's what my mom said. Oh, these boys look so funny. I said, Mom, why? She said, but they don't have any hair, and it must be from Chernobyl. I said, no, Mom, they shave. So there are some parts, the eyebrows are thicker or thinner, but no major changes that I would go from small format to big and to color, or that I've always been doing the same thing.
It's called the Platinum Collection, this collection. And you have used platinum in the processing of the pictures. Tell us about that, and what does it give the photographs?
It just occurred to me because I'm going to my third, like the final stage of my life, and so I wanted to make, to organize all my work into one look. And then I remembered that sometime in the 60s I saw an exhibition in New York by Irving Penn, and this exhibition, it said, all pictures are handmade by Irving Penn in platinum. I just didn't know what the platinum was, and then somehow it disappeared, and now when I wanted to do this, and all the digital thing was coming out, and they discontinued the Polaroid film that I was shooting on for a long time, so it was like I had to do something, and I started to think about this platinum, what is platinum, and then I find out all this history of the platinum is such a beautiful way of doing pictures, because you don't use electricity, you don't use enlargers, because when platinum was invented somewhere around 1850, there were no electricity, paper had to be handmade, there was no chemicals or starch or acid. So all you need to do is you need to have a large negative, as large as your picture is, 1:1, and then you need a handmade paper, and then you need the platinum, and you brush the liquid platinum into the paper, make it photosensitive, and just put the negative on it like a contact, and then you take it out in your balcony on the sun, and the sun do it, and there is no any developers or acid or stop bat or all those things, so it's wonderful, it's ecologic. But I'm doing this because I hope I would like to leave something behind. And one time I read somewhere that if there be atomic war, that all the rats and the platinum will survive.